Figured the last Friday before Shavuos, Chaparayin, maybe something Shavuostic, a little bit. There's a conversation in Sefer Rus between Boaz and the Goyel. Boaz tells the Goyel that if you want to redeem the fields of Naomi, so along with that, you have to marry Ruth. And the Goyel says back, "Vayomer Goyel leucha ligoli penashches es nachlosi galucha atas gulosi ki leucha ligol." He says, "I can't redeem penashches es nachlosi. Maybe I'll destroy my nachla. Galucha atas gulosi. You redeem my gula ki leucha ligol. I can't do it." So Rashi brings. Penashis las nachlosi, nachlosi is zari. I'll destroy my children, k'may nachlos Hashem bonim. Lose is begam bezari. I'm going to pass on my children. Shenemar lo yovei amayini umayavi. We have an isser in the Torah of lo yovei amayini umayavi bekal Hashem. V'tob amayini v'lo amaynis. And the Goyel made a mistake in the drasha of amayini v'lo amaynis. Now, I don't know why Rashi brings amayini v'lo amaynis and not mayavi v'lo mayavis, but the bottom line is, Rashi says, the Goyel made a mistake in that Isser, and therefore he was worried, Penashris as nachlasi, maybe I'm going to pass on my children. So there's a Brisker Rav asks the Kasha, really, I don't know if you need the Brisker Rav to ask the Kasha, but why was he only worried about his descendants? If there's an Isser of Layavei Amayini Umayavi Bekal Hashem, and he didn't know the Drasha, of Amayini v'lei Amaynis, Mayavi v'lei Mayavis. So he should have been worried that he's being over the Isser of marrying a Mayavis. Now let's give a little bit of a background here for the question. Maybe I'm assuming some facts here. Rus was a Mayavis. We know she was from Mayav. It's actually not so Pashut if you want to stam Akasha, because Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Balak that Balak was Minisichei Midian. He was from the officers of Midian. And the Gemara says in a few places that Rus was Bita Yishel Egloim Ben Benoi Shel Balak Melech Mayev. So she was a Ben Achar Ben from, or Bas Achar Ben from Balak. And the Gemara says in Kedushin that by Goyim the Yichus goes after the, somebody? Kedushin? The father. Right, it goes after the father. So she should have been a Midianist, then a Mayavis. Okay, we'll put that Kasha aside if you have a teretz to that Kasha. But Lemaisa, the Gemara Chazal treat her all over like a Mayavis. Rus had a din of a Mayavis, and the din is that Boaz was allowed to marry her because we have a drasha of Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. A Mayavi, a male Mayavi ger is also to marry into the cow. But a female Mayavis, Giyayres, is mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael. So the Rashi seems to be saying the Goyel did not know this drasha, and therefore he said that he doesn't want to marry Rus. The problem is that he's only worried about his children. He's not worried about himself. Why isn't he worried that he's being over an Isser? So the Brisker Rav says that the pshat in the Rashi is based on a psak of the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam, the beginning of Perek Beis in Hilchos Mamrim, says, "Bezdin Agadol Shadarshu V'Achas Min Amidais Kvim Hashenir Beinayim." If you have a Bezdin Agadol, so we know from the Maran Bach and others that there's a din, there's a psak of a Bezdin Agadol, and nobody's allowed to argue on the psak of the Bezdin Agadol. So if you have a Sanhedrin and they pass in something, that's the halacha, that's the din. But if they paskin based on one of the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah in the Drashas, they paskin using one of the rules of Drashas, or they paskin based on a Svara, they paskin based on that this is the din, and they paskin it. And another Bezdin comes, a later Bezdin comes, and they have a Svara to be Saiser, to knock out the original Bezdin's din, Haraisa Saiser, so they can contradict them. V'don kefi mashir be'enov, and their later Bezdin comes and paskins based on their what they hold. Shenemar el ha-shayfeh asher yiyah b'yom mehem. Pasuk says that they come to the shayfeh. The shayfeh here means the Sanhedrin. They come to the shayfeh and that's asher yiyah b'yom mehem that are in those days. Einat techayv l'leches el ha-achar bezdin shebedarcha. You only have to go in the bezdin in your dar. Now there's a separate halacha, which the Rambam brings right afterwards, if the bezin, let's say, made a takana. So if they made a takana, let's say a certain type of mukta is asr. And a later bezin wants to argue with that. In order to do that, they need to be gadol b'chachma v'minyan. I don't know if the Zara knows this klal. They need to be greater in chachma and minyan, whatever the, however we measure those things. But the later bezin would have to be greater than them in those two ways. But in the, if they're darshaning just from the Yudgim Amidah Shatayr Nidreshes, Ben, the Bezin is giving a psak based on a Kalva Chaymer, a Xerishava, a Svara, whatever that is, the way they learned up the Sugya, and then a later Sanhedrin wants to come and argue, so they could argue, and the psak will be during the time of the first Bezin, like the first Bezin, and the time of the second Bezin, like the second Bezin. Hashayfeh Hashayiyah Bayom Emahim. Now this is only by something that is paskin based on the Yud Gam Amidah Shatayr Nidreshes Ben or a Svara. The Rambam earlier in Perek Aleph said, if let's say there's a halacha l'maishim misinai, so nobody's allowed to argue with halacha l'maishim misinai. Meishu Rabbeinu says that an esrig is a citron, and it's from this and this kind of tree, etc., etc. And then a later bezin says, no, we want a darshan, a different, we want a darshan that it's peppers. Like the Gemara has a sugya in Masechta Sukkah. So the Gemara, so the Rambam says there was never any Hava Amina like that. It was Halacha L'maishim Sinai all along exactly what an esrig is. So nobody's allowed to argue what an esrig is. The Sanhedrin gave over the Messiah of the Halacha L'maishim Sinai. And that's the Halacha. Nobody could come and say afterwards, well, I darshan the psukim, or I hold me svara that this is this and this is the Halacha. Even a Sanhedrin, a later Sanhedrin, is not allowed to argue with Halacha l'maishim Sinai. So comes the Brisker Rav, and he says, that's the pshat over here. He says, the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, as a whole conversation between Doyeg HaEdomi and the Chachamim of the time. So the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Yevamos brings the din of Mayavi v'lay Mayavis, and the Mishnah says that a female giyores is mutter. And then the Gemara says there was a conversation between Avner and between Doyeg. Doyeg was the Abir Arayim. He was the head of the Sanhedrin in the time of Shaul, and Avner was from the Gdalei Adar. So the Gemara says, so Shaul was upset when David killed Goliath, and he was worried that David's going to take over for him. So he said, so Daik says to him, before you ask, Gadshat the Mashal of him, Haganu l'malchus, before you ask if David could be the Melech, im lavernat shalom roi lovely v'kalom lav, you should ask first whether he's mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael. Because David is a great-great-grandson of Rus. My time, the Kasim Rus Amayavia, he's a descendant of Rus. And Rus is a Mayavis, so he's possible to come into the cow. Amalei Avner Tanino, Amayini Bilei Amayinis, Mayavilei Mayavis. So Avner says back, what are you talking about? We have a drasha, we have a halacha, Mayavi, Bilei Mayavis. So Rus was mutter to marry Bayas. Elamayata, Mamzer v'lay Mamzeres. So Dayek said back, 1 second, so then you should make the drasha, Mamzer v'lay Mamzeres, a female Mamzer should be mutter. Ksiv Mumzar, no, that's not what Mamzer means. Mumzar means he's a stranger. Don't darshan the word Mamzer. Okay, Mitzri v'lay Mitzvis, but at least you should darshan Mitzri v'lay Mitzvis. We know that a Mitzri ger is also for 3 generations. That should only apply to male gerim, not female mitzvahs. And we know that that's not true. So the pasuk says the reason why Mayavim and Amayim are also to come into the Kal Hashem because they didn't come to Greek Klal Yisrael. So it's the derech of an ish to come out, but it's not the derech of an isha. So therefore, the whole reason only applies to the male gerim and not the female gerim. This is what Dayik said back. This is what they said back. So they hayulam lekadim anoshim legas anoshim anoshim legas nashim. He said no. Daik said that the men should have come to greet the men and the women should have come to greet the women. So the same reason applies to the women also. Ishtik. So Avner kept quiet. Miyad vayomer amelach shaal ata ben mize elim. So that's the pshat in the pasuk. Shaul says, let's find out who he is. Hasim kari leinarach ikar leelim. So amalei alocha shenis an this alma minach. You don't know the alocha. Say ushal beis medrash. Go ask in the beis medrash. Shaul he asked amru leamayni leamaynis mayav leamayavis. In the beis medrash they said, we have this alocha. Amayni leamaynis mayav leamayavis. A female mayavis is mutter. Akshilu dayik kolani koshayisa. So dayik asked them all his kashas. Ishtiko. So they kept quiet, boilach uzielei, and they wanted to announce, Dayik shlugged up all the terutzim for the drasha, mayavi v'lay mayavis, and they were going to be machris, they were going to announce that David is pasul. Not only that David is pasul, but the whole, all the descendants of Bayaz would be pasul. Miyav, Amasa, Menish Yisraeli, there was somebody there, Amasa, Asher Baal, Abigail, Basnacha, Shuksiv, Yeser, Yishmaeli, Omer, Rabban, Lamish, Shechagar, Charbaki, Yishmael. He put on his sword like Ishmael, but Amar Komi She'enish Emeya Halacha Zuyi Dokar Becheret. Anybody who doesn't listen to this halacha will be stuck with a sword. Kach Mekublani Mezdina Shel Shmuel or Ramasi. I have Messiah from the Bezdin of Shmuel. Amoini V'lay Amoinis Mayavi V'lay Mayavis. That's the end of the Shach V'tayi. Zokta Miskarov, what was going on over here? So what was going on was they made a drasha. And they were going back and forth. Is this the Svara? Is this not the Svara? Does it make sense? Does it not make sense? Is there a Taino on the Nashim? Not a Taino on the Nashim? Exactly the same, the Shakavatari of the Gemara. Came Amasa Yisraeli, and he said, no, you're making a mistake. This is Halacha L'maisha Misina. The Halacha L'maisha Misina, Kach Mekublani, Mi Beis Dino, Shashmora, Amasi, this is B'Mesaira. The Halacha is, Amayni V'lay Amaynis, Me'avu L'ay Me'avis. So Zogdi Biskarev like this. That the Goyo made a mistake in the drasha of Amayni v'lay Amaynis Mayav v'lay Mavis. I'm rather he knew the drasha. And it was mutter for Bayaz to marry or for him to marry Rus. But he thought it was a drasha like any other drasha. So he was worried like this. He was worried maybe a later Bezdin is going to come and they're going to taina against this drasha. And they're going to try to slug up the drasha. Maybe the Bezdin at that time, sometime later in the future, we'll slug up this drasha, and it'll turn out my children will be pasul, because I'll have married Rus, and my descendants will be the descendants of a mayavis, and therefore they'll be psulim. The Bezdin now, I hold of the drasha of Amayini v'lay mayavis. The Bezdin now holds of Bayaz's Bezdin, held of the drasha of Mayavi v'lay mayavis, and therefore it's mutter for me to marry her. But maybe a later Bezdin will come, like the Rambam says, and argue with the earlier Bezdin, and they'll paskin that it's Aser. So my children will be possible. What he made a mistake was he thought that it's a drasha, and therefore later Bezdin could come and passel his children. But that was a mistake. It's really a halacha l'maisha misina. Like the Gemara says in the Maskana, kach mekublani mezdina sheshmol ha-ramasi. It was a messaira halacha l'maisha misina, and therefore no later Bezdin could possibly come to argue with this halacha. That's all the Briska Rav is Masbir, this Rashi, and the Psukim, really. So, just to be maisif maybe a little bit, in the Pshat, there's a Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Yuma discusses if somebody eats chaylev, b'zman hazeh. So we know if somebody eats chaylev, what's he chayev? B'shoigig, he's chayev a? Somebody? A chas. Chayev a chas. So what happens? So he should write down, if he ate chaylev, he should write down how much he ate. So the Gemara discusses, are we talking about that the Bezdin in his time holds it to Kazayas, and if the later Bezdin will come and say it was less than a Kazayas. The Gemara says, if the Bezdin of his time holds it's not a Kazayas, and then a later Bezdin will come and say that it's more than a Kazayas, there's nothing to worry about. He won't be chayev a chatas. In other words, we have different aleph, so maybe the Bezdin now is saying that this is less than a kezayis, so he's not chayev achatos, and he'll forget about it. So you should write it down. It was maybe the Bezdin is Meisa Mashiach is going to hold the kezayis is smaller, and therefore he ate a kezayis. So Dr. Yimar, no, he wouldn't be chayv a chatos in that case, because we have a rule by chatos called shav midiyosai. A person is not chayv a chatos unless if he knew about it, he wouldn't have done it. But if the Beis Din in his time is saying that the shear of a kezayis is bigger, and therefore this is not a kezayis, so he's not shav midiyosai. I mean, there's an iser chatzi shear, but he wouldn't have not eaten it because it was aser, because at the time he knew that the Beis Din was paskining its mutter. So that's not the Gemara, the case, that's not what we're worried about in the Gemara. We're worried the other way, that he is a kezayis, and the Beis Din is my Moshe Meshech is going to say it's not a kezayis, so he has to write down exactly how much he ate. So it comes out that the Gemara holds that if he ate, if the Beis Din in his time is saying that it's not an iser, so he's not chayv achatos for doing it, even if a later Beis Din will come and say that it was the shir iser. The Gemara in the Hayrius on Daf Beis and Aleph talks about if a Beis Din comes and says they made a mistake and they paskin that chaylev is mutter, certain kind of chaylev is mutter, and then they change their minds and they say it's aser. So the Gemara says over there he's chayv karmachatos. So what's the difference between the two? He was relying on the Beis Din, and the Beis Din is saying it's mutter, he's not chayv achatos. And then the Gemara in Hayyis says, no, that he is chayv achatos. So you have to say, and this I think is what the Brisker Rav means, there's two different things. There's something called a machlekes, and there's something called a mistake. So if you have a Beis Din, and a Beis Din holds one thing, Sanhedrin holds one thing, and then a later Sanhedrin holds something else. So the first Sanhedrin didn't make a mistake. The second Sanhedrin didn't make a mistake. Each Sanhedrin is entitled to their opinion. The halacha is you go after Ashayved Ashayiyah Bayamim Ahayim. So whatever Beis Din is your Beis Din, that's the one you follow. And any subsequent Beis Din, unless they argue. In other words, any Beis Din is Kaveya the halacha for future Batei Dinim, unless they argue with them. So you have two Batei Dinim. One says this is a Kazayas, one says it's not a Kazayas. So the Beis Din in your time said it's not a kezayis, so you didn't need a kezayis. You weren't over the iser. A later Beis Din says, yeah, and lefi divreihem you did the iser. That's true, but at the time you did it was mutter. It's called lo yishav mi diyasa. However, if the Beis Din themselves said we made a mistake, then that's not a machlaikis between what the Beis Din held earlier and the Beis Din held now. That's a mistake. So a mistake is a mistake. So if he would have known the emes is that it was a mistake, so then he would have been, it's called a shaygeg, and he's chayv to bring a karma chatos. So once you say that, that's the pshat over here. If the later Beis Din would come and say that we don't hold it a drasha of amayni v'lay me'av, amaynis me'avi v'lay me'avis, so then they're entitled to their opinion. So Mamela, even if at the time he did it, the Beis Din at that time was saying kasher, was saying in mutter, but so it was mutter for him. But it's not, but the later Beis Din is saying, awesome, maybe all the children would be psulim for now, but what he did was not awesome at all. Because the Beis Din held that time held that way, and the Beis Din this time holds different, but he was mutter at the time to do it, kafi what he did. Now, there's a second Gemara in Yuma, the same Amid, in Dapay, in Mesechta Yuma, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, those who learned Sukkah had part of this. The Gemara says, Rav Yochanan says, Shi'urin Shaloinshin is Allah Chalamayshim Yisina. Now we know from the Gemara Sukkah, Shi'urin Chatzitzin, the end of the sentence? Chitzin, what's the real end of the sentence? Allah Chalamayshim Yisina. Shi'urin Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, Allah Chalamayshim Yisina. So Shi'urin are Allah Chalamayshim Yisina. Those who are learning Ben Sayer Meir know that this goes beyond the Shir of Kezayis and Kebeya, it's even for the Shir of Bar Mitzvah. Is Allah l'mayshim yisinai. But shiurin Allah l'mayshim yisinai. Rabbi Yechanan says in the Gemara there that shiurin shal einshin Allah l'mayshim yisinai. The shiur of an einish, that if he eats a kezayis, of chaylev, yischayev, whatever the shiur might be, that's Allah l'mayshim yisinai. So the Gemara says, Tanya nam yachi, shiurin shal einshin Allah l'mayshim yisinai, achayim raimim beis dinai shal yayvitz tiknu. Others say it's from the Beis Din of Yayvitz. We know that the first shayfet was Osniel ben Kenaz, the psukim call him Yayvitz. It comes from him. Everybody here, Megillah, Daf Beis. We know a Navi can't give new halachas. What do you mean? The Bezdin of Yavis was Masaka the Shiurim? Obviously, there are Shiurim in the Torah. The Torah says, don't eat chalev, doesn't say how much. So obviously, it's Alpi Navi. They forgot the Shiurim, and Astiel ben Kanaz was Magzir the Shiurim. He brought back the Shiurim. So Rashi brings over here that what the Gemara means over here is it's going back on the famous Gemara Masechta Temura. The Gemara Masechta Temura talks about on the Aftazai, and the Gemara talks about what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu died. So the Gemara starts off that they forgot the Chatois HaMesos. There are five Chatois that they have to die. If the owner dies, if the person got a kapara with something else, the five Chatois HaMesos are Alochel Moshe Misinai. And they were forgotten, b'mei Evelei Shal Moshe. They were forgotten during the days of the Avelus for Moshe Rabbeinu. So then the Gemara says, a little later on the Amid, the Gemara says, Tana Elef Ushvamei Eskalem Chamurin Gzei Shavas Dukei Seifrim Nishtacha b'mei Evelei Shal Moshe. 1700 Kal V'chaymers Gzei Shavas Dukei Seifrim were all forgotten during the days of the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Asniel ben Kenaz brought it back through his pilpul, through his tremendous kayach in Teirish Abalpe. That's the Gemara. So when the Gemara says Shachal Mechazav Yastin, the Gemara is saying the Shiurin of Einshin are part of these halachas. These are part of the things that were forgotten during the days of the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Asniel ben Kenaz brought them back. So I once heard a kasha from my father, Shlita. The Rambam says in his Akdama to Perush HaMishnayis, the Rambam divides all halachas into different categories, and he says one category is called Halacha L'Maisha Misina. And Halacha L'Maisha Misina is not something that can be arrived at through any drasha. Something that Chazal identify as Halacha L'Maisha Misina, the only way to get it is from the Halacha L'Maisha Misina. The Maisha Rabbeinu is the Kabbalah Misina. You can't get it from the Yud Gimel Midrash Atayr Nedreshes Ben. You can't get it from a Svara. The only way to get it is because Maisha Rabbeinu told us Misina. So the Gemara says, Shiurin Shel Einshin is Halacha L'Maisha Misina. The Shiurin Beklal, Halacha L'Maisha Misina. So what does it mean that Shachachum, because of a Yastim, how could Asniel Ben Kenaz restore these Halachas, Mitech Belpulai? So the teretz I heard from my father, Shlita, is the following. That what he did was what we'll call reverse engineered the halachas. Meaning, avada, there's no way to come to the halachas, to halacha l'maisha misinai, without the halacha l'maisha misinai, without Moshe Rabbeinu telling us. But b'mei evel shel Moshe, so there were certain halachas that were forgotten. So let's say you would know that, let's give an example. Let's say you would know the Mishnah, Ha'isha Nigdas V'Gimel Drach. Kesef, Shtar, Ubiya. Very nice. How do you know Kesef? So we know Kesef from Kicha, Kicha, Misteach. So let's say we would have forgotten the halacha that Karka is Nigdas V'Kesef. Let's say that halacha will be forgotten. But we know that an Isha is Nigdas V'Kesef. And how do we know that Anisha's Nikness Mekesef? We know it from Karka. So we could figure out backwards that Karka is Nikna with Kesef. Even if we forgot the halacha that Karka is Nikness Mekesef, but if the only way that it's possible to know that Anisha's Nikness Mekesef, that halacha we didn't forget, but we forgot how we knew it. So we could figure out that we must be that Karka is also Nikness Mekesef, and therefore we could figure out. So Asniel ben Kenaz was able to do that. For all the halachas that were forgotten, b'mei evel shel Moshe, Asniel ben Kenaz was able to restore them mitech b'pulai by looking at the whole shleimus of Torah Shebaal Peh and figuring out what are the missing spots within the Torah Shebaal Peh that must have been a halacha l'maisha misinai in the first place, and therefore we paskin these other halachas. So b'meila, he was able to restore the halachas that were forgotten, b'mei evel shel Moshe. So the pshat I heard from my father. It could be, we could say, not arguing, but maybe we could say a simpler pshat. I think we mentioned this idea, Derech Agav, a few weeks ago. But there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about, first of all, does anybody, even before you see the Gemara in Sanhedrin, does anybody have a kasha on what we just said from Rashi and Tainus? Who are you learn Tainus? Nobody learned Tainus? Shimmy, didn't you learn Tainus? Oh, Sana learned Tainus. Huh? Who else? All right. Rashi on Davdalit and Tainus says that the Gemara talks about the three people who ask like a Hagen. And then the Gemara, Rashi brings over there, the Gemara brings over there that Kalev offered, whoever is Magzir, the halachas that were forgotten, be Me'evel Shamaisha, so he'll give him Achsa Bitoi for a wife. He'll give him, anybody who captures, the Gemara Mishnah, the Pasuk says, anybody who captures Kiryas Sefer, so he'll give him Achsa, his daughter, for a wife. And the Gemara says that means the halachas that were forgotten, be Me'evel Shamaisha, not that whoever fights and captures the city of Kiryas Sefer, but whoever restores those halachas. So Rashi says, so how could he make that offer? Maybe a apostle will be the one that's magzir the halachas, and therefore it should be shalika haigan. It should be in the list of the people who did something improper. So Rashi says that because he knew that ruach hakodesh is not shayra on somebody who's not a chacham gibor and he's not a kasher. So if he's not a kasher, so he won't have the ruach hakodesh. So the kasha is that you can't be magzir halachas from ruach hakodesh. First of all, the Gemara says it was mitaych bepulai. It wasn't because of ruach hakodesh that he was magzir halachas. And Leib HaShemayim, he says that you can't be magzir halachas from ruach hakodesh. So what does it mean b'chlal that Osniel ben Kenaz would have been magzir the halachas? He had to be a kasher. It couldn't be that the apostle would do it. If shachru mechazav yostam means that he restored him mitech v'pulei, so what's the pshat in the Rashi? Let Ilan think about this kasha. But coming back to what we're talking about, so the Gemara says in Sanhedrin the following. The Gemara says, "Gakdiki dvar Hashem baza." You did this already, Rabbi Roth, with Ilan? The test. The pasuk, the Gemara says, so we're trying to define what's called an apikairis, what's called the megalaponim batayr shalai kalacha. So the Gemara brings the pasuk kidvar Hashem baza afilu amar kala tayr kula. I'm sorry, I started a line before that. Ha'im ein tayr min hashemayim. Somebody says the tayr is not min hashemayim. Afilu amar kala tayr kula min hashemayim chutz mi pasuk zeh shalai amar hakadosh baruch hu ala maisha mi piatzmai. He says the whole Torah is from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Rabbeinu Shlalem, except one pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu slipped in on his own. One Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Moshe Rabbeinu put in an extra one on his own. I always tie it that I told the Eilam, I can't be from these mechains that put out the Rishitas of the Rishainim. You know, they find the Olkis Vayad and they put out the Rishainim. The taiva for me to add in my own one shtickle over there that everybody will think is the Rizva would be too great. So we can't have the, you know, pick my best shtickle and put it in, everybody will learn it, you know, the diary, it's too big a taiva. So, but chas v'shalom, for somebody to say that Moshe Rabbeinu did such a thing is b'chlal, ki dvar Hashem baza, every word, every ice in the Torah is from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's one of the Yugim Alikrim. Go. Somebody who says that Moshe Rabbeinu did that is b'chlal ki dvar Hashem boza. So the Gemara continues like this. Afilu amar kol ha'tayr kulo min hashamayim chutz mi posuk zeh shalayim amay hakadosh baruch hu. I went up a line. Afilu amar kol ha'tayr kulo min hashamayim chutz mi dikduk zeh mi kavuchaymer zeh mi gzeira shava zu hu ki dvar Hashem boza. Even if he says the whole Torah is min hashamayim except for one posuk. One diktuk in the pasuk, one kal v'chaymer, one gzeir shama, he's b'chlal ki dvar Hashem baza. So first of all, let's take gzeir shama. Gzeir shama is easy. The Gemara says that you ain't adam dam gzeir shama me'atzma. You can't make up your own gzeir shama. So you have to. All the gzeir shavas are halakha l'maisha b'sinai. You want to darshan kicha is a question whether it's a real gzeir shava. But let's assume it's a real gzeir shava. So you can't make up kicha on your own. If you have a Messiah to Darsha Kicha Kicha, then you have the Messiah. If you don't have the Messiah, you can't apply such a drasha on your own. So if somebody comes and says, well, there's a Messiah for this Gzeira Shava, and I argue on it, I say that it's not Menashe Mayim. So the Chachamim made it up. Somebody made it up. Meishra Abeinu made it up. So he's Bechlak, Yidvar Hashem, you're not allowed to say that. If there's a Messiah on a Gzeira Shava, you have to be Mekabel the Messiah for the Gzeira Shava. Taisa says in Shabbos that not only that, there was a Messiah, how many Gzeira Shavas there were. He says that's why you could have, we have a Machlaikas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva about a certain Gzeira Shava. So he says, how could there be a Machlaikas? If somebody says the Gzeira Shava and he's a Neman, so then you know already that that's a Gzeira Shava. If you didn't know the Gzeira Shava, now you know it. So he says, because they had a Messiah on how many Gzeira Shavas there were. So therefore, he already had the Messiah on all the Gzeira Shavas, and he didn't have any room for another one. So that's the Taisus and Shavas. So yeah, if somebody says there's a Messiah on this Gzeira Shava, I think Moshe Rabbeinu made up that Gzeira Shava. I don't like that one. So then he's B'chlak Yidvar Hashem Bas. But what's Mikavah Chaymer? If he says one Kavah Chaymer is not Menashe Mayim, so he's B'chlak Yidvar Hashem Bas. Now what would that possibly mean? We know that a Kavah Chaymer is something that makes sense. You have a Chumrah, you have a Kula, you want to apply the Chumras of the Kula to the Chumrah. So it makes sense. It's perfect. And we find sugya after sugya, where we ask Pirchas, say, no, it's not a Kavah Chaymer, because this is more Chamer over here, the Ilum Adam, Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet, all sorts of Kavah Chaymers, where the Gemara is. So what's this guy saying? He's saying, one second, he's saying, this Kavah Chaymer, I have a Pirch on? So obviously you can do that. We have all the sugyas that. He's saying, no, I hold of all the Kavah Chaymers, but this one I don't hold of. Why? Because it's not Menashe Mayim? What do you mean it's not Menashe Mayim? If it makes sense, it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. How could somebody, if he says there's no Kavah Chaymers, okay, so then he's good Dvar Hashem Bazar, but that's not one Kavah Chaymer. What would it mean that he's saying one Kavah Chaymer is not Menashe Mayim? It sounds like that what the Gemara is telling us is there's two categories of Kavah Chaymer. This category is Kavah Chaymer that a person can dine on himself. He can figure out, this halacha is more chamer, this halacha is more kal, Amivriya has this maila, and Yivama has this maila, so we're going to make a Kavah Chaymer from one to the other. So somebody else will come with a pircha. No, there's a chumer here also, and therefore the Kavah Chaymer, your kal is, your chamer is not a chamer, your kal is not a kal, and I have a pircha. There are certain halachas that were said with the drasha, with the Kavah Chaymer. Now, it could be a broader thing, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, let's say we would have a Messiah, that Amivriya is more Chamer than Yivama. I don't know, pick something. Right. The Amivriya is more Chamer than Yivama. So you could have all the Pirchas you want, but they're not going to slug up the fact that we have a Messiah, that this is Chamer and this is Kal. And therefore, you could darshan from your pircha is a side thing, or you make a mistake. Why that's true? It has nothing to do with a kula or a chum or whatever it is. If a certain halacha was said together with the drasha, with the kal v'chaymer, so then that's a different category. Then you can't argue on that drasha. If you take a look at the Rambam in the Hakdamah to Parashat Mishnayos, it sounds like he has such a category also. He has halachas that are halacha l'maishem misinai, and there's no drasha, there's no svara, it's just is that way. And then you have halachas that then the Chazal, the Sanhedrin of the various times, was able to darshan and learn out. And then you have halachas, halacha l'maishem misinai, that were said together with the drasha. So there, that's halacha l'maishem misinai, but it's not cool. The Rambam doesn't categorize that as halacha l'maishem misinai, it was said together with the drasha. And if you take a look at that Gemara and Temura that we said before, so what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, what was forgotten be me'evel shamaisha? The Gemara says, Tana, Elef u'shvame yiskalim v'chamurin u'gzer shavas v'dikduke seifer v'nishtacha be me'evel shamaisha. 1,700 kalvel chaymer is dikduke seifer v'gzer shavas were forgotten be me'evel shamaisha. So what do you mean? He forgot Kalva Chaymer is B'me'evel Shamaisha? You could dash on Kalva Chaymer. Teretz says there were certain halachas, the Kalva Chaymers were said, not just the halacha. or maybe just the Kal V'chomer, and then it was left up to Sanhedrin to go ahead and figure out drushes from that. There are those who learn that we say that by Gzeir Shavah. You can't darshan on Gzeir Shavah. But to apply the Gzeir Shavah to learn out Halacha A or Halacha B, that a Sanhedrin could do once they have the existing Gzeir Shavah. But there are certain halachas that were said with the drasha, and there are certain halachas that were said without the drasha. They were just said. Asniel ben Kenaz was able to be magzir mitoch bupula. He was able to be magzir these halachas. Again, either the way we said, or he was able to make the Kal V'chomer, let's say, himself. Or he was able to figure out backwards, there must be a gzeir shavah, because otherwise why would this halacha be true? But the Kal V'chomers, at least, were said together with the halachas that were learned out from them. So now we can go back to the site that we said for the Miskarov, and maybe Mazra with an extra knetch. Chazal had a Mesaira. Amayni v'lay amaynis, mayavi v'lay mayavis. They had a drasha. There was no question it was a drasha. And therefore, Daya came and said, but we can argue in that drasha. The Sanhedrin earlier in the days of Bayaz held this way. Very nice. But I have a svara like this. The women should have gone out. They have a Kal V'chomer from, we should learn out from Mitzri, whatever his tainus were. And the Sanhedrin was going to agree. Came along, Amasa Yisraeli, and he said, no. This is a drasha. It's not just, was it halacha l'mayshim yisina, or was it a drasha? They had the drasha. But the halacha is, this is a halacha l'mayshim yisina that was said with the drasha. The merchak between the two was not, it was a halacha l'mayshim yisina or a drasha. Everybody held it a drasha. But is this a halacha l'mayshim yisina that was said with the drasha? Or is this just a drasha that the Sanhedrin of the time of Bayez made? So came along Amasa Yisraeli and says, Kach mekoblani shel mimezdina shel Shmuel, amayni v'lay amaynis mayavi v'lay mayavis. This is a messiah to say this drasha. It's not a new drasha that a Bezdin made, that a Sanhedrin made, be made by us, or whatever time that would have been. But it was a halacha l'mayshim yisina'i that was said with the drasha. And Mevela, it's not shaykh to argue on it. That halacha is certainly not shaykh to argue on, and therefore, they pass in that David was kasha.